Today is Tuesday, July 13th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I don't even know if I remembered the intro, because without the theme song, I can't really remember the intro. But this is what we're going to use, because Auntie Scott replied and sent me an email with opening and closing music. However, I don't know. I'm not going to use the closing music because I time my show based on the length of time for the closing. And I only promise to do it for the opening and not the closing, I think. Now someone's going to go back and grab the audio. But yeah, so here is another option for an opening piece of music. It's got a lot of trumpets in it, so you know, I don't mind that. I've played this song before. But anyway, hello everyone, and welcome. Thanks for joining me and listening. I'm so off without the EDM dance music. I don't know what to do. So I know we were talking about my trip, and I was using the spreadsheet so I don't forget anything, because I want you guys to have all the gory details. And we had talked about Friday. So I was talking about the fact that we couldn't really use the balcony because apparently everyone smokes weed in St. Thomas. And I do not like the smell. Mark doesn't like the smell. I prefer that everyone would do edibles instead of smoking because, ugh. It is such a bad smell. But we went to the grocery store. Nothing much to report there. I was able to make it. I don't remember when this happened. At one point in the evening, on my first day, I turned and I was driving on the right side of the road. Subconsciously, I had forgotten that I needed to drive on the left. And all of a sudden, someone was coming at me head on and I had to quickly get over in the other lane. But that was the only time that happened. That the whole trip, it only happened once, and it was that night. So, you know, that was okay. I mean, no, it wasn't okay, but it's good that it only happened once, and I was able to rectify, and, you know. But we went to the grocery store, you know, not much to report there. Everything was much more expensive than here, but I don't really pay attention to prices that much. You know, like they say, if you have to ask how much something is, you probably can't afford it. So, you know, I assume Diet Mountain Dew, I can afford it. It's not going to be, you know, but it was, I would say, so we'll just take an example. I buy a six 20-ounce bottles of Diet Mountain Dew in a pack for $2.50 or $3, something like that, at the grocery store here. And I want to say a 12-pack of cans is roughly about the same amount, but I don't normally buy the cans, so I'm not really sure. But I want to say maybe $3 to $4 for the cans. And in St. Thomas, a 12-pack can of Diet Coke or Diet Mountain Dew was $8. So it was over double what it is here. So, I mean, it wasn't cheap. We spent $80 for maybe 4 days worth of supplies, and it was only snacks and drinks. And that's what we would spend on full groceries for the whole week here. So it was a lot more expensive, but you know, it's a vacation and you know, whatever. It's still cheaper than restaurants, which we did do as well. So we did our grocery shopping. We ate, we went to this place. I was struggling to find parking, but I said, well, we need to find a place that's open late. We don't really care. We didn't make a reservation. We found this bar that served barbecue, and it was horrible. It was not good at all. And so there's nothing really to report there. But that was just our, oh, we'll just find something, you know, kind of meal. And so that was it, you know, that was day one. And so on Saturday, the plan was to go to Cokie Beach. And then there's a aquarium or a kind of a SeaWorld. It's not really SeaWorld. I don't want to call it that, but there's a place similar to SeaWorld called Coral World Ocean Park. And then we had listed down all this stuff that we wanted to do a walking tour of in St. Thomas. And it included 99 steps. There was some statue. There was, there's also, this was driving and walking. So there was a, there's a place called Mountaintop that has, a Cruzon rum is from the Virgin Islands, apparently, or that's the Cruzon family who created Cruzon rum. They operated out of the Virgin Islands. And so there's a souvenir place on the top of the mountain, and it's called Mountaintop, and they serve, supposedly, the banana daiquiri was invented there. Who knows? And so they serve banana daiquiris. And so we, anyway, so that was on our tour and some other things. And there's also called a place called Paradise Point. That's another high up on the mountain kind of place where you have really good views of the ocean and, you know, Charlotte Amalia, I think is how you're supposed to say it. And they have a restaurant up there, or they have a couple of restaurants up there. And you can take, if you're on a cruise, normally you would take a, why can't I remember? It's like a ski lift, but there's a gondola, maybe a gondola, whatever. So you take that up there. So that was on our list. So we went to Cokie Beach, nothing really to report there other than we weren't going to be there very long. And so we didn't rent chairs, but here's the problem. I don't like going to the beach and not having a chair and an umbrella because I feel like I don't have a home base. I don't have a spot that I can go and sit my butt down and have a drink and have some shade over my head and, you know, everything like that. And so I didn't really enjoy. The beach was beautiful, white sand, blue water. We took some photos there. I didn't want to swim because I didn't want to get wet. Because we were going to be walking around Coral World Ocean Park. And so we just kind of waded in the water a little bit and that was about it, but it was really pretty and it was nice. And then we went on to Coral World Ocean Park. And so, it was, you know, very small, not as good SeaWorld. There no shows really, but, they had a dolphin. They had some dolphins, but they were actually out in the ocean. Now, this was cool because at SeaWorld, everything is in big tanks. Coral World, they actually have a dolphin area, but it's in the ocean. So they've roped it off so the dolphins can't escape or put fences or whatever. I want to assume these are rehabilitated. I just want to assume that these are rehabilitated dolphins. I mean, who knows if they are not, but they're in the ocean. They are in the ocean water. They're just fenced off. And there was a really cute guy who was like a dolphin trainer, and he was standing there, and you could just go up and watch the dolphin and take pictures. They weren't doing a show. And they had this area that was iguanas, and I didn't even realize this. We're walking along a path, and I'm about to cross this bridge, and I'm about to take a step, and I realize I'm about to step on a big, huge, probably 6-foot-long iguana. And I screamed because I didn't expect an iguana to be there, and I'm a jumpy person, as we've learned. And so so I wasn't really expecting there to be an iguana. There were, I don't know, 50 iguanas there, just all over the place. They had little iguana houses. They had food for them and water and all this stuff. So we saw some iguanas and
I hate to do this, Steve. I need to go.
So Mark came up and I freaked out. I didn't know what to do because I had already started the closing music and I record this live to tape. This will sound spliced, I'm sure, but there you go. So anyway, I don't remember exactly where I was, except I didn't want to step on iguanas, and we saw a bunch of iguanas. We also, so there was this underground, underwater viewing station. So you went to this thing, it was this dome-looking thing that was sticking above the water. There was a bridge over, and you're crossing, you know, some ocean. And then there's a door and you go down these stairs and you're basically, it's basically this bunker that's built into the ocean. And so we went down, and you know, it was cool because it's, you're seeing an aquarium. So basically it just has a bunch of windows. It's under the water, but it's in the ocean. So none of these fish are locked up or anything. They're just fish that are swimming around and you're seeing them. So that was really cool. And there were a lot of fish. There was a lot of fish in that area. But this girl comes down and she says, you know, Mark and I are just kind of looking around, et cetera. And we hear, stop it. Stop. Stop it right now. Oh my God, stop. I'm going to die. Oh, stop. I can't. Oh my God. Oh, we should have our wedding here. Oh my God, stop. Like, I can't remember exactly. All I know is she kept saying, stop it. I could die. I could die right now. Oh my God, this is so cool. So anyway, so for the next 3 days, Mark and I were like walking around going, oh my God, stop it. Stop. You know, every time we saw something, there was something else that she said, and I can't remember what it was, but there were just these little catchphrase things, and she had this New Jersey kind of accent. It's weird. So then it was time. So we spent some time there, and it was cool. We saw some sea turtles, and there were no shows or anything like that. And I think some of that was because of, I think they do normally have some little shows that they do and training exhibitions and stuff like that. But they didn't have any of that because, I think because of COVID. So then it was time to start our driving and walking tour. So we drove over to Mountaintop as the first stop, and we got a banana daiquiri, and, it was so good. I don't even like bananas, but for whatever reason, in this banana daiquiri, and the thing is, it wasn't one of those chemically fake flavored daiquiris that you'll get where they put a syrup, you know, a chemical syrup in there that's made to taste like whatever fruit it is. They actually took bananas and blended them up and put them with ice and rum and whatever else. I don't know. They may have added some sugar. I don't really know. But it was so good, and the view was fantastic. They have a viewing area. And so we got to see the view and drink our banana daiquiri, and we bought a couple of souvenirs. I bought a towel, and it was really nice. And then we did all the walking tour stuff. It was so hot. And the 99 steps are literally just 99 steps. In fact, they're not even 99 steps. They're 103 steps. But, you know, we did all that. We took some photos. They have a main street area that's really more for cruise ships. Oh, my God, you guys. It is so many jewelry stores. I still don't know why when people go on cruises, they want to buy jewelry. I don't understand that. In fact, there was only maybe one souvenir store and 50 jewelry stores. I'm like, I don't need a diamond tiara. I'm fine. And then Mark always goes to Mass every weekend, and so we found a Catholic church, and we attended Mass at the end of our walking tour. We were both sweaty, but it was okay. We attended Mass because we wanted to get that out of the way, and it was a good day. We had dinner at a steakhouse, and I'll talk more about that tomorrow. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.